Hello, everybody, and welcome to... I just forgot the whole intro today. What in the world just happened? Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tips and Stilettos. Oh, that is not our intro, but that's what we're going with today because I literally just drew a full blank. I am your favorite crazy girl right now, Davina.
I'm just flabbergasted almost.
And here we are. What in the world just
happened? I don't know. You was having an amazing day.
I am having an amazing day, but my brain just, maybe that's why I'm having an amazing day, because my brain isn't working.
Oh, you're still in sleep mode?
No. I've been up since 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Early start.
Yeah. And I got to go home and take an old lady nap.
An old lady nap?
Mm-hmm. Because remember, I'm going out tonight, so
that's right,
I got to go right. Home and take an old lady
that's,
nap.
That's right. You got to take a nap before you can go and have fun, because otherwise you'd be falling asleep at where you're going.
Because it has happened before. I have fallen asleep in the club, so I'm good.
How the hell do you do that?
I close my eyes and I go to sleep.
Is that boring that you close your eyes and go to sleep?
Or I was that tired.
But there's no way you're supposed to be sitting down and to take a nap while you're in a club.
It has happened.
Wow.
Yes.
You would never go out with me again. You stay at home. You can't hang.
Go slept home. Right in the corner.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You was the jacket holder. Everybody throwing their jacket on you?
No, because my friends, they made sure like nobody like bothered me or something like that. But I was knocked out. Gone.
Sleeping in a club. That's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
here we are.
Yes, we are. Another wonderful day in the world. It's amazing. It's a beautiful day out. Not too bad, not too cold, not too hot. It's really good.
Yeah, the temperature, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? We are talking about... That's a good question.
Okay.
We're going to freestyle this one today.
Okay, let's do it. You start.
We're going to freestyle this one. We always talking about relationships. We always talking about dating.
Mm-hmm.
We're always talking about life. Let's talk about families. Let's get into families.
Okay. Well, this will be released Thanksgiving week, so that is family time. Yes. So let's do it.
Let's talk about families and dealing with missing family during the holidays. How do you deal with that? Like for me, like this is like my second holiday without my mom's, and I honestly don't even care for the holidays anymore. I really don't. It's not the same.
Okay.
But, you know, my daughter makes it a little better. I want to do stuff or make sure I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lose somebody that's really important to you, that really celebrated certain holidays,
mm-hmm.
when them holidays come around, you just don't have the same energy like you used to.
Agreed.
When they was here with you to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best way to... For people that's out there that's going through heartbreak and going through hurt, so many people lost their lives during COVID, mm-hmm. lost family members, and people are still passing away continue to go on.
Yeah.
How do people build themselves up to be in a holiday mood during these seasons?
I think it takes time. I don't think there is a book you can read or an article you can read or a blueprint mm-hmm. to say... This is what you can do, because what works for you might not work for me,
exactly.
and vice versa. So based off of my experience and dealing with death and those first couple of holidays after a loved one passes away, I think I cried, I screamed, I talked on the phone. Like the very first one, which was Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
which is also around his birthday, I kind of ignored it and pretended that really? It just didn't even exist.
You know, I have to say, like, I kind of was the same way. My mom's passed in the summertime, so the mm-hmm. first actual holiday
mm-hmm.
that was the roughest for me was Mother's Day, because she passed before Mother's Day.
Yes, yeah.
I think that was probably one of my hardest days.
Because it was like a couple of weeks in between. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, golly. And it just wasn't worth celebrating, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to celebrate her life because she was a great mother or things right. like that, but not to have her to celebrate is hard to deal with in itself.
It hits different.
Definitely.
It definitely hits different. Well, you know, mm-hmm. Robert died on Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah.
So that was...
So how does Valentine's Day feel for you going forward?
Well, one thing I will say about Mr. Jones is that was going to be,
that was going to be our wedding song. Wow.
Yep, that was going to be our wedding song. He didn't need Valentine's Day to celebrate me or love and things like that. So it hurt because... we were arguing before he passed away about the wedding. So that's why it hurt me. Valentine's Day is like, okay, it's the 14th of February. That's just another day to us. If right. we want to go to dinner, we going to go. If we not, we going to say we love each other anyways.
Right.
Thanksgiving was the one because, like I said, that and I think that year his birthday and Thanksgiving fell on the same day because every couple of since Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday mm-hmm. in November, the date can change. It's not like Christmas right. where it's always right, the 25th.
Right.
So I believe that year it was his birthday and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think that's how and I know he probably gonna kill me, but that's how I remember my brother's birthday. I know it's by Thanksgiving. I might be an ass for saying that, but I never know the exact date because one year
you just know it's around Thanksgiving.
I know one year his birthday was on Thanksgiving, the next year was like the day after. One year it was the day before, so it's like, okay.
Do you just wait and say happy birthday on Thanksgiving?
No.
You know what date his birthday is, or
I'm not going to disclose how I know his birthday.
Okay, and you know what? Because you said that, I don't think I want to know when his birthday or why you remember.
But yeah, but for the most part, holidays and not having family members be very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody that's lost somebody and going through a tough holiday season, just remember that this has been in my pep talk to myself to get through the holidays is that they will want you to celebrate like they was there.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't want you to be sad. They want you to be covered by people you love because they are not there to cover you. So don't put yourself in a situation where you're by yourself and you want to be by yourself. It's easier said than done.
Agreed.
Because it's easier to say, all right, I'm going to be surrounded myself by friends and family so I won't be alone. But that day coming, you like, nah, I ain't going. I'm staying home. Nah, yes. I pass. What you doing? I got plans to do something. And you just start making excuses not to do stuff because I've did it before. So, you know.
And sometimes I will say your family and friends, because of how you act prior to the holiday, like I'm a... oh, it's okay. I'm okay type girl. They might not even think of it like, oh, maybe she is having a hard time during this particular holiday, or maybe we should invite her or be more firm in saying, no,
you're coming.
You're coming. Right. Not just, you say you're not coming. Okay, fine. Because like, I will say this, I made plans all the way up until beginning of this month saying I'm going to go to, you know, serve place for the holidays. And then as it got closer, I'm like, never mind.
That's a no for me, dog. I pass.
Yeah. And you know, it's always good because I'm telling on myself here, but it's always good that I can always be like, tickets are too high. It costs too much money for me to fly or to do this. Now, don't get me wrong. This year, tickets are astronomically high. Like, where do you think I'm going?
Well, airlines is trying to recoup lost money.
I'm good. I'm not paying for me to fly to Florida for Christmas. I think Delta wanted like $500
for a 3-day stay
for one way.
One way?
One way, just to get down there. I would still have to come back.
For Thanksgiving?
No, this was for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
And people, please keep in mind, I have to pay an additional $125
for Sasha.
Mm-hmm. That's like half my rent. I'm good. Literally, that's like half my rent. So what my family does is we Zoom.
Right.
So on Thursday, I'll be Zooming with my family. That's always fun. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom Thanksgiving?
No, not the entire, just, no, we will Zoom both holidays,
okay.
But what we do is because it's I can't even say my family because they're all my family, but like, I'm going to do this. Okay, so my first cousins, second cousins, and third cousins, which would be my mother's first.
Don't even try to explain.
Okay, well, we all related. Okay, my grandmother and my grandmother's sister-in-law, both of our families are still close.
Right.
And, you know, I'm trying to do the first, second, third, fourth, 100th cousin. But growing up, that's not how we looked at each other. That was your cousin. That was your cousin, period.
Mm-hmm. Don't matter if they were first, second, third, fourth.
It doesn't matter.
They was just married in. It doesn't matter. That's your cousin.
That's your cousin.
It's your cousin Craig over there.
That's it.
And Day-Day over there, too.
That's it. We make fun because we would, for Thanksgiving, we would cross the street to my great aunt's house, which is my grandmother's sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 8-9 kids in one. The room wasn't even as big as this room playing. And you would think we had about as much room as this entire studio.
Right.
Didn't fight, didn't trample over each other. It was a couch there, it was a chair, it was a dresser, it was a black and white TV. We knew, don't come out this room until we tell you to come eat. We knew the bathroom is right there. Don't come up here messing with these adults. We talking adult stuff.
Right.
Y'all stay back here in child's places. And that was that.
You know what the thing about now is families are not as close-knit as they used to be like when we grow up.
Correct.
And that's a fact of when grandmothers pass away and aunties pass away that usually do things like, you know, family don't be held together, I mean, because those are the ones that did things to keep family together,
mm-hmm.
like family functions, family cookouts, mm-hmm. family dinners, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So once those people start to pass away and go on to Jesus and go to heaven, we don't be as close as
right.
family like no more. Because you know, we all have businesses or we working a hard time, and life catches up to everybody.
Both.
You know. You know, life catches up to everybody. It's not like you don't want to be around your family. It's just that you be so caught up in what you're doing with your life that, you know, y'all don't intertwine like that.
Right.
So, I do have a scenario for us. Let's get into this topic right here.
Lord.
All right, let's go. I'm getting camera ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Dating for the holidays.
Do I need to hire one of them boyfriends that's on social media? They just want a plate for this amount. They'll tell a story.
Hey, listen.
Peck on the cheek.
Listen, you can get hot. Listen, ladies, there are men out there that are available for holiday dating.
I'm good.
Would you date somebody? Would you?
No.
Let somebody be at your holiday date?
If it was something serious, yes. I don't take everybody around my family.
Okay.
I just, because number one, you have to be able to handle my family because I will fight you over anybody in my family, but my aunt, she gonna ask some questions. Where'd you meet? What are your intentions with my niece? Are you this? How many kids do you have? Have you ever been married?
See,
why are you divorced?
See, when you get to a rent a dateable, a rent man for mm-hmm. the holidays, a rent man for the holidays.
A rent man, okay.
Rent a man.
Come on, Martin. Come on, Cole.
So you get your rent a man for the holidays, y'all go over these discussions before y'all go out, so that way he's prepared.
But here's the thing. My family, they're going to follow up in 2-3 weeks. Oh, so how's Marcus?
Then that's where you fill your spot.
No, I'm not. I don't got time for him.
You just tell him. Well, 2-3 weeks later, well, Marcus got a phone call that he's about to be a father, so that had to end.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that in Buffalo. Buffalo is small, and they might run into, oh, so you was cheating on my niece? No, we're okay. We're okay.
But how do you date during the holidays, though? Is there a specific way of dating? Because, you know,
What do you mean, how do you date?
Because, you know, suppose you're talking to somebody, the holidays are coming up. Mm-hmm. Y'all just started dating. Y'all say, y'all a month and a half in.
Okay.
Y'all started dating. You like him. He likes you. Y'all dating. You know, it's been real nice, casual, and going pretty fine. Mm-hmm. And you having a your friends are having a Friendsgiving, and they're bringing somebody along. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you got a date to come to Friendsgiving? And you're like, you know what? I am dating someone. Maybe I can bring them.
Bringing someone around my friends and bringing someone around my family mm-hmm. is two different things.
Okay. So how long would you have to be dating for them to be around your family?
Around my family, mm-hmm. I would say at least 6-7 months.
Okay. Not bad timing.
Yeah, because we're getting into the I would feel like in that time you might be getting out of the, and I'm going to use both words because right. they're interchangeable, the dating courting phase. And you might start be talking about, okay, we're leading towards exclusivity. Thank you. Yes.
I got you.
So, my friends, my girlfriends, I could be like, oh, I want y'all to meet him to tell me what vibe you're getting from him, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
I had a follow up question to that, but yeah, continue.
Go ahead. What's the follow up question?
And, yeah.
Does it?
Okay. Why do women do that?
Do what?
Why do you have a guy you're dating and you want them, your friends, to give you a report of what?
Well, it's not a report. It's a vibe. It's the same way the first time if I really like a guy, I might take him around my sisters or my cousins or something like that mm-hmm. because they might see something that my rose-colored glasses can't see. Because if I'm really into him, I'm ignoring possible red flags. I'm ignoring shit that I wouldn't ignore if I wasn't that into him.
All right, but what if, you know, friends are friends, but what if your friends are wrong? And they give you a report that they don't.
That doesn't mean I'm going to listen to them. I'm just getting their opinion. Because okay. at the end of the day, it's still my choice if I'm going to date him or not.
Okay.
But to have one of my girlfriends be like, girl, you ain't see that he had tube socks on with them hard bottom shoes. Like, oh, I miss that.
I do that sometimes.
Don't you ever.
I'm just joking.
Do?
I'm just joking. I was about to talk about you
like your name was Willie Earl, because that's some old man stuff right there.
I'm not gonna front though. I don't wear two socks with dress clothes. I never would do that.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna front. When I go to work and I wear my khakis and I got on my shirt and tie, sometimes I'll be feeling like putting on dress socks.
So you wear tube socks?
Hell yeah, I wear some white Nike socks.
But at work, don't you have to wear like the non-slip shoes?
Yeah, I have to wear non-slip shoes, yeah.
So okay. That's different.
I have non-slip sneakers on.
That's different. Right. That's different, but to be more serious about it, my girlfriends might be like, okay, while you were over here talking, he was looking at every girl's behind that walked by.
He's a man. What does that mean?
Very blatantly, or you off in a corner talking to someone when I went to the restroom.
Now, that's rude.
I'm just saying, it could be something that they notice that I don't catch.
As a man and dating, mm-hmm. I think that there's some things that we just shouldn't be held accountable for because we're dating.
Now, I'm not saying you can't look at a woman's behind or cleavage.
There's a respect factor of doing it when you're with the person you're out on a date with. That you definitely have to be respectable.
Correct.
But if she go to the bathroom and some cheeks walk by.
Some cheeks. Okay.
Then, you know.
But why wait till I go to the restroom?
Because.
I know you're a man. I know you're going to look just like I'm going to look at a man in gray sweatpants.
Because she didn't walk by when you was there. She walked by when you left.
Okay. So, I'm not going to be mad at that. I'm just saying, for real.
He's entitled to a look.
I'm not saying I'm going to be mad if Angie says, oh, Davina, I saw Richard looking at, I don't want to say any of my friends' names.
Cleopatra's.
Cleopatra's butt. I'm be like, oh, well, I was looking at the strange man across the platform the other day on the subway in the tight shorts and the beautiful print. So
yeah, and you recorded him, too.
I did.
You do know that's violation.
He didn't know.
Rights.
I don't know that man, and exactly. I will never see him again. Then,
well, the world saw him because you put him on your social media.
Oh, no, not the world. My followers saw him.
The world, because once you put it on the web, everybody can see it.
That was a beautiful man. Well, that's the man I would have approached.
Why you didn't go up the stairs, over to the side?
My train was coming.
You can catch another train.
No, I was ready to go home. That was a beautiful.
You don't really
man was beautiful.
You don't really want love.
That was a gorgeous man.
You gotta really want. If you want it, you're gonna miss a train to go see what's up.
It wasn't that important.
But you said he's a beautiful man.
He was a beautiful man. He could be a beautiful man with an ugly personality.
But you won't know unless you speak to him. He could have been the man of your dreams.
I doubt it.
Why?
Because if he was the man of my dreams, God would have found a way for us to interact.
Well, y'all did, except that he didn't know y'all was interacting. I'm just saying.
Whatever. Maybe I'll see him again.
I mean, just remember the time you was there and what day, and you might be able to bump into him again.
Around 4:30, around 4:45 is usually when I get to that particular train station. I'm not saying what train station that is because it's crazy people in the world.
Yeah, that is true. I was going to say, well, sir, if you're listening, Damina's looking for you at such and such train station.
No, you know
time.
Where you was at because it looked like you was just coming from the gym in them biker shorts and that beautiful print. And the muscles.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that women are just like men, but sometimes worse. That's what I'm saying.
We'll
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't think we're worse.
Why not?
Why are we worse?
Because one, let's go into this.
Okay.
All right. When women cheat with a man that they already groomed and
well,
look.
First of all, we're not grooming.
Not
That's
I'm not
pedophilia.
I'm not finished. I'm not finished. Y'all groom because y'all been looking at this guy for a while and you've been checking him out. You've been talking to him. So you're grooming him by having conversations about what you like. Because you're telling him everything you don't like because your man at home ain't doing everything that you do like.
Mm-hmm.
So you're grooming.
Are we grooming or are you grooming? Because now you know what it is that's happening and you can do the opposite.
But the guy doesn't know about the man until it's about to be over. Then y'all tell him.
That's not true.
Speak on it.
That's not true. Because if I have a man, I have a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you I have a man. I don't cheat.
You gonna stand beside him?
I'm gonna stand beside him. That's mine, and I'm gonna stand beside him. I don't cheat. So
I was gonna say something.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't cheat when I have a boyfriend.
A
boyfriend. B A W F R N D. Boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't cheat.
Okay.
When I have a significant other, I don't cheat.
Okay.
When it has been established that I am...
So no work husband?
No.
Is it okay to have a work husband and you in a relationship? Or a work wife?
See, I don't like those words. I'm not saying you can't be cool with someone at work because I'm good.
That's not the question. The question is, you know how people be like, that's my work wife, that's my work husband. If you have a man at home, is it okay to have one of those options at work?
What do you mean one of those options?
A work wife and a work husband.
But the word wife and husband comes with different responsibilities.
Right. You got your work wife that always makes sure if she bring food, she bring food for you, so you got lunch.
But why does that make you their work? And I'm saying that. I'm saying that because I'm triggered. I really am. I am triggered because I cook. You know, I cook daily, and I cook for Byron. And I don't consider him my work husband, and he does not consider me his work wife. I just, if I'm cooking and there's extra, I fix him a plate, and eat.
It's a difference, though, because you know his wife and y'all have spoken and y'all are cool. That's the difference. I'm talking about for somebody that you don't know their wife, you don't never met her.
That's a problem.
But you know, when your work husband comes to work, you're like, oh, you got lunch today? No, don't worry about it. I got you something.
That's a problem.
It is?
I think that's a problem. I think... And I'm not saying you can't be cool with somebody at work. Right. I'm really, really not saying that. I'm not saying that men and women can't be friends. I just don't like the tone with wife and husband.
The terminology you don't like.
Right. So not tone, terminology.
It could be work boo or...
I don't give a damn what it is. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be using those words if you have a significant other at home, period.
Okay, so... Where do you set boundaries at for things like that? And is it his job to set the boundaries?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both, like, and I'm just going to use my work situation because I'm in it daily. Mm-hmm. Again, this man is married. I cook for him, yes. He also buys the food. Mm-hmm. So it's not me cooking and spending my food, my money and all that stuff. But every single day... He walks me to the... No, that's the wrong way. We walk to the train station.
Right.
Because we both have to get on the train. And right. It's also about my safety. I am a woman.
Right.
So every day we're going opposite directions. Tell your wife, I use her name, I said hi. If she's sick, how is she doing? Right. How, you know, so I'm not... making any implication that I want you in any way sexual or anything like that. We are friends.
Just cool friends.
And
right.
That's that.
Right.
Period.
Right. It's understood.
Something like that is cool. It's almost like an invisible boundary.
It's a genuine friendship.
Right. And it's an invisible boundary that we both would never even walk up to that line to even think about crossing.
Right.
I think if you don't have that type of
respect for each other,
then you might have to verbally be like, listen, I have a wife. Thank you for cooking. Thank you for bringing me a plate. Thank you for buying lunch or whatever the case may be. But people at work are starting to look at a side eye. You know, I'm going home full and my wife is like, what the heck is going on?
You're having 3-course meals at work.
Exactly. So I feel like you have to set those boundaries. You have to just be an adult about it. If the other person gets mad, they get mad.
Do you think that that's a problem between people that they don't set enough boundaries? And that's where the cheating comes in at, because there's no boundary set between men and women and women and men.
No, cheating happens because... they want to cheat.
Okay.
If you don't want to cheat, nothing can stop you from not cheating. Nothing can stop
except
you if you want to cheat.
Except for you. You
except
stop
yourself. For yourself. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't think boundaries being put in place is going to lean that in either direction.
Okay. I mean.
And what's your take on it?
Work husband and work wife.
Mm-hmm. If you're in a relationship.
If I'm in a relationship, there's no such thing. There's no other woman taking care of me except for the one that I'm with.
Oh, speak on it.
I don't want, sexy. I don't want no other woman feeling like just because we have a good friendship that she could take it a step and think that she could do things that my girlfriend does.
Right.
It's misleading. And on my part, it's misleading for me to let her do it and not putting it in place.
Okay.
You know, a lot of things start and end with us as men. Mm-hmm. And we have to take responsibility for not setting that boundary from the beginning. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, she was a little tipsy at the company work party and she was tipsy and she made a mistake and grabbed your butt. You know what I mean? Cause she was
ain't no mistake.
We all know it's not a mistake, but until you, if you don't nip it in the bud at that moment, you just make an excuse for it or don't say nothing about it, then she think you're condoning it, that you like it. She's going to try to do something more bold the next time. So, you know, putting people in their place from the beginning is important.
Okay, here's a question.
Sure.
You have tried to establish those boundaries. Mm-hmm. You're still, because I know you on a personal level. Mm-hmm. So I know you're not the type to be like, get that away from me. What are you doing? I got a girl and da 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 da. But if it got to the point where the work friend didn't
know her place,
respected or anything like that, would you get your significant other involved?
No, because that's for me to put it in her place. Me bringing her into it may cause a problem for me at work.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I definitely would say something to her like, listen, I got this situation, but I'm handling it. I'm just letting you know because I want you aware that
This is what's happening. No secrets.
There's nothing going on. I'm going to nip this in the bud, but I just want you to be aware of what's going on because, you know, transparency is key.
Absolutely.
And if you hear about it, like, well, why you never told me something like this? Because you know how stuff gets around. You might be at a friend's house and your friends be like, yo, you remember that crazy chick at work that you had to get fired because you... And your wife was looking like,
okay, crazy chick at work? That's like obsessed with Beyonce and Idris.
Yeah, so it's like, things come to light. If you believe in that, maybe years, a month later, but
what's done in the dark always comes to light.
So you might as well just put her up on it, let her know what's going on, and just say, hey, listen, I'm handling it. You know, you trust me, right? I'm your man. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
And you go from there.
Okay.
I would never want to get anybody fired, but definitely need to put her in her place.
It might not even be about getting her fired. It could also be... someone has to go to a different department.
Or it could just be about self-knowledge and telling her she needs to have more self-control and more self-confidence.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people that throw themselves on other men that's married have low self-esteem.
But here's the thing.
Not all the time.
If that works for a man, I think there could come a point where, as a woman, you have to get your man involved.
Well, with a man, it's something totally different.
Right.
Because as a man, dealing with another man, you know how men are when it comes to rejection. Some men are very disrespectful.
Correct.
And they take it offensively. And
correct.
They might be on some otherness where you might need your man to be like, just to be there while you just handle the situation, because
correct.
It could also be bring up issue if you bring your man, because now he feels threatened because, oh, you bring your man to talk to me? Like, you could have talked to me, especially if he's not like a comp.
Well, I would definitely try to talk to
the person,
my
first
coworker first, mm-hmm. and be like, listen, I feel uncomfortable in certain situations, blah, 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 blah. No. And if you're still...
You got to tell them, like the TikToks, listen here, you need to slow this motherfucker down. You're hitting these corners too. Almost spilled my yak.
Okay, but number one, you know that's not me. I'm not going to talk to somebody like that. Number two, I still need to remain professional.
Of course, you're at work. You don't want to ruin your job or whatever you have going on at work. So you have to be professional at all times.
But if it got to the point where I feel like I need to, like...
HR needs to get involved in. If it gets to the point where... And I'm gonna tell you, and I'm telling this from a manager's point of view,
mm-hmm.
and I tell my employees this: when you have employees that are being disrespectful or rude to you, and you said something continuously, you told the manager that this person is like being continuously after you, don't stop. You have to tell HR. You know why? Because as a manager,
that company don't want to get sued.
That's the first thing. Because now the company is liable for it because somebody already came to you and told you about the issue and you still didn't do anything. So now you, as the manager, is liable and the company because you are a part of the company. You represent the company as a manager. So if a person comes to you as a manager and tells you about something, then you have to say something.
You have to do something. I'm well aware of that fact.
You sit them down, and then if something happens again, it goes straight to HR.
Yes, it goes to HR, and you know they have to go through their steps and mediation and this, that, and the third, and moving someone to a different department if it's feasible, and all of that stuff. But if it's still happening, and the type of man my Richard is going to be the quiet storm. Like, he's not, I don't do rah-rah.
Right.
But if it got to the point where I see Richard Lawson being, okay, She done told you once. She done told you twice. Now she bringing me into it. That's a problem. And if I got to come up here and have a conversation with you, that might not end well.
Okay.
So.
Strong and to the point.
Strong and to the point.
I'm just saying.
That's my Richard.
That's how every man wants their man to be, is just a little bit of a protector. Even if you don't.
Not a little bit. I need you to be a protector.
What I mean by a little bit of protector is basically having the balls to stand up for your wife. That's what I mean.
Right.
I'm not saying go up there with the strap and be like, nigga, you don't want this heat. Like.
Don't no, do that. I'm not saying then I'm that. Gonna get fired.
I'm just saying, like, it's not everybody has that protector strength in them because they're timid. You know, some people grow up from being bullied and they've never mm-hmm. really healed from it, so they're not really good at protecting because they've been bullied. So you know,
or they're overprotective,
right? Or they're overprotective, so, right? It depends on the man that you meet. You might have to what's this? Too much TikToks going through my head. I just heard the one with the girl about, she was like, I've been taking Taekwondo in the back of Walmart.
And I saw that one. I saw that one.
I was like, Lord, people, these things.
I
is
love
just,
TikTok.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
My best friend.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. But yeah, not all men are strong enough to be protectors, but some will try. And you have to acknowledge a man that tries.
Because I definitely would do that.
It made me a lot stepping out of his comfort zone to do that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Dear Richard,
you my boo. Be a strong ass little nigga.
You. He
remember,
not little.
Remember, Richard was littler than you.
He not
was smaller,
little.
He was smaller.
He was smaller. He's not little.
I mean, smaller, taller, shorter. Still.
It's not the same.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not. Don't ma'am me. I hate that. It makes me feel old.
Sorry, ma'am.
You want a box. It's fine. We can do that.
But dating during the holidays,
mm-hmm.
is it something you would do?
I would date during the holidays. You're not coming to meet my family during okay. the holidays. I wouldn't even introduce someone to someone around the holidays. Just like, it's almost like I don't like me. I would never want to get engaged around the holidays.
Why?
No, that's corny to me because everybody does it.
So it's like you're just following a trend.
Yeah, you're following a trend.
Okay, so let's get into that. So what's your thought of wedding dresses? Do you think white is what you would want to wear when you get married? Or would you wear something different like a peach or lavender or something like that? Would you change up the color?
I'm wearing pure white, virginal white. I am not. I'm wearing like a cream color. I'm wearing virginal white.
I'm scratching my head, y'all.
Virginal white. I mean, because technically I will be a virgin because I've never been married. So I will be a virgin wife.
You don't really believe the bullshit you're saying right now.
I couldn't even get it out.
You don't really believe that bull crap you're spinning right now. That was a good one, though. That was a good try.
No, I don't know what. Number one, I don't know if I'm going to have a wedding.
Do you want to do a destination wedding? Just you and him go away?
I think that's what I'm going to do.
If people
just be
wanna
on the
come,
beach.
Like, invite people. Like, hey, listen,
I don't even want to do that. Honestly, I want to. Hey, Richard and I are going on vacation. I'm gonna end up being with somebody named Richard. I didn't say this man's name a million times. Richard and I are going on vacation. Mm-hmm. We know what's happening, but to our friends and family, we're going on vacation and come back and be like, oh, by the way, we got married. I don't want all that hoopla.
So you don't want the big wedding?
No.
You good with going to City Hall, exchanging vows, and having a great time on vacation?
Absolutely.
Coming back to a house that y'all bought together?
Absolutely.
I could dig that because, to be totally honest with you, I think weddings are for the people that come.
They
and,
are.
And not for the person who's going through it
because
the person who's going through it doesn't really get to enjoy it.
Correct. I did a TikTok where a guy was like, ladies, would you rather have an extravagant wedding or an extravagant honeymoon? If I had to choose between those two.
A lot of people, I saw you posted it on what's name too, on social media.
And yes.
A lot of people said they wanted the wedding.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
No, I want the honeymoon because, like I said.
It said the wedding or would you rather the house? That's what it was.
No, okay, so this is a different one. Okay. This was the wedding or the honeymoon.
Okay.
But yes, a lot of people in that one said they wanted the wedding and not the house.
I was baffled by that because I would think that you would want your home starting together as one.
I want my house, so after I say I do and everybody else go back to their homes,
right.
I have a home to go to.
Not an apartment that we're sharing.
Correct.
Like our own house, like we're starting fresh. But a lot of people said they want the big wedding.
No, I don't want the wedding. Weddings are beautiful. I love being a guest at a wedding.
I just don't understand how we can spend $40,000 on a wedding.
I can't. I can't.
I just don't get it.
I can't. No. But
I gave you $2,000 and some food stamps.
I would prefer the honeymoon over the wedding because, like you just said, the wedding is for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And what I said in my TikTok, it was like, a year from now, are these people who came to my wedding, are they going to remember my wedding colors? Are they going to remember what they ate? Are they going to remember how much fun they had with the DJ and this, that, and the third?
It depends on how it goes down.
Yeah, I'm good.
Remember. They're gonna remember. Good.
But here's the thing.
Doing the bogle, the little pepper seed, taking it back. No? Okay.
Here's the thing. Within 2 days, what you ate is no longer in your system.
Yeah, that's true. You done shit it all out.
So why am I spending all this money?
You might have throw it up if you drunk enough.
Facts.
If you drunk enough.
Facts.
You might have thrown it all up that night.
Facts. So like.
$1,000 plates?
I would never. If I had $1,000, $100 a plate, 10 people are coming to my wedding, and that's it.
That's kind of a low amount of people.
Actually, I should say 8, because my husband and I got to eat too. 8 people coming for a total of 10 people if I'm paying $100 a plate.
So you got one round table.
That's it.
In the middle of the dance
floor. Hold hands and kumbaya with each other. No, I'm not doing that. You out your mind.
People love big weddings.
Okay.
And I think, nowadays weddings, a lot of people do weddings for notoriety, to get known, and to be posted on social media so they can.
I'm good. Social media wouldn't even know that I got married until said I'm Mrs. Lawson. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my girl Tiff. She got engaged over the.
Oh, congratulations!
Last week. Congrats to Tiff.
Congratulations! But yeah, don't, and also don't propose to me during the holidays.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't put it in my food.
Chocolate.
Don't do that.
I don't even
know. Like, I was having this conversation with somebody where they were like, "Oh, would you want to get engaged in public or?" And a private
or do you want
at
like
home.
The, like the man bringing all your family to a place and you surprise you blindfolded and do you want something like that?
Are you doing that for me or are you doing that for social media?
To be totally honest with you, if I just think that if a man calls your immediate family and he to bring everybody together, if a man does it, I think that he really genuinely wants to do it because he knows it's something that you will want. Because as a man, we are not that planetary. Like when we want to do something, we just get down and do it.
Well, like, I'll say this.
Like
last time I got engaged, Robert planned it.
Friends and family?
My sister was in town. Mm-hmm. She didn't know. And the reason she didn't know is because Robert said afterwards, "I know her little chatty Kathy ass would have told you." And that's exactly what he said.
Well, he must know your sister very well.
Of course. We don't hold water with each other. Next week, I will start calling my sisters and be like, "What mommy buy me for my birthday?" And they'll do the same thing when it's around their birthdays. We don't hold water with each other, okay? So his kids knew. Mm-hmm. The restaurant he took me to, okay. But it was planned and it was in public.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing about a public engagement.
You're put on the spot. If you say no, you embarrass him.
Not only that, I couldn't hear him.
People was clapping.
It was loud in the restaurant. It wasn't like an intimate restaurant. Like my sister and I had just come back from Madame Tussauds, having a great time there. And we went to, I forgot the name, Virgil's. It's like a barbecue restaurant.
Oh, it used to be on 42nd Street.
That's the one we went to.
Is it still there? The one that cut?
That's the one we went to. And he he handed me his phone. I was like, here, listen to this song, sir. So I have the phone up to my ear. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Here you go. And he's saying something. And I hear, I love you. I'm like, I love you too. And he gets down on his knee. And I'm like, is this for real? My sister is like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, is it what's happening? And I was like, I know you're lying because he told me he would never propose to me without his kids being there. So that's what it says. So I'm like, so-and-so aren't here. So you're lying. Stop playing with me. Because he would do that often where he would act like he was reaching his pocket for a ring and da 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 da. And he was like, I'm lying. I'm like, yeah, stop. He was like, turn around. And his kids were right behind me. So I'm like, oh, shit, you really like proposing to me right now. And he was like, and his son had flowers. His daughter had balloons. And his daughter was like, yay! I'm like, I haven't even answered yet. She was like, but you're going to say yes. So he was like, well, and he's still on his knee and was like, yay, nay, maybe. What's that? I'm like, yes, of course I will marry you. And yeah. So, Richard, if you do it in a public place, at least make sure I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Do it somewhere in the botanical garden or somewhere where it's quiet.
I love flowers.
Or the aquarium, somewhere like that. Or in a museum. Very quiet.
Or in a museum. Well, no, not in a museum. That's too quiet.
What would be your ideal wedding proposal?
A 5-carat diamond ring.
I didn't say what kind of ring you want. I said, what would be your ideal proposal? Meaning the scenario.
My ideal proposal.
5 carats. 5 carats is like $5,000 off the top. Maybe even more.
How much?
$5,000.
5 carats? Mm-hmm. No, for a good carrot.
Depends on the cut.
It depends on the cut, the clarity.
You can get 5-carat stud earrings for $3,000.
Yes, those are earrings. Yeah. A ring. Right. You're going to spend at least $10,000-$15,000.
It depends on the band and everything. That's what I said. To start.
That might be a little cloudy.
Need some clarity.
I need to be able to hold my finger up and guide a plane into LaGuardia.
Why?
Because it's beautiful.
That's not an answer to the question of why.
Because it's beautiful and that's what I want. I really don't want 5 carats. I do want 3. Okay. My dream ring is 3 carats.
You know they say that.
5 carats total because my band could be 2 carats.
You know they say that your wedding ring.
It's 3 months' salary.
A man is supposed to be worth 3 months of his salary.
Richard makes a lot of money.
So what if he works at Walmart?
I said Richard makes a lot of money. I heard what I said because I was standing here when I said it.
You were sitting down, actually.
Richard makes...
6 figures?
High fives. It might not be 6, but he's knocking on the door.
Okay.
But he makes high fives, for sure.
All right. I know we only got like a couple more minutes.
Yeah,
left,
we do.
But I just want to.
But my ideal proposal?
Yes.
I think I would want something like a scavenger hunt. Like, hey, let's just go do this. Mm-hmm. And then some random person walks up to me. Well, not up to me because I'm not going to take it. But like he has a note in his pocket and be like, oh, I found this. This came in the mail for you or whatever. And it's like, here, be ready to go here at this time. Go do this. And at the end. Even if it's not my family, like, my good girlfriends could be there.
I forgot what movie that was where the guy sent the woman on a scavenger hunt to different places. And then when he sent her to get her makeup done. And then he sent her.
Don't send me to a makeup artist. I can do my own makeup.
I know, but I'm just saying. He pampered her for the whole day. Got her nails done, her feet done, makeup, hair. Yeah. Then she went to go pick out what she wanted to wear for the dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. And then... at the dinner, when she got there, it was a proposal. Everybody was there.
Well, I wouldn't want it at the dinner because I would be expecting that. But like, on the way, like, oh, I forgot something. Okay. Like how this, it wasn't a proposal, but on the show A Different World, Whitley was planning her birthday party, and Dwayne was like, no, we can't afford it, da, 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 da. They had gone to, like, they were supposed to go to, like, the Turkey Hut for dinner. And he was like, oh, babe, I forgot something at home. I guess they were walking out to the car or whatever. And, no, they had gotten in the car, like, driven around the block. And he was like, oh, shoot, I forgot my wallet. Let's run back in the house. And surprise! So, okay. I thought that was very cute. Yes.
Yeah, surprising women with things like this is something. It's the best moment of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to say this one thing. Some of y'all don't even say yes. Y'all just grab the man and hug him and kiss him. I don't even hear answers.
Yes, because you're in shock.
Like, no, I don't even hear answers. Some people just be like,
if I stick my hand out, that's yes.
Okay, so that's the automatic yes. If you just
if I stick
like
my
this.
Hand out, okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know guys want to hear yes. So I if he gives me not if when he gives me like the amazing speech, I love you. You're such a wonderful person. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, making you happy. I would die making you happy.
No, that's not gonna be my speech.
I want to see a smile on your
face. You know
face.
What my speech is gonna be like?
Let's do it.
Fam, I fucks with you heavy from day one. And I just want to know you're going to ride this thing out with me. Straight like that.
That better be a huge ring that you open up. That box is in that box. That's all I'm going to say. Dear Armar's future wife.
Nah, you know me. I'll probably write some poem or some shit like that. I'll probably be romantic or something.
Yeah.
I would probably
Dear Lauren. I don't know why I just said that's your wife's name. Lauren. Lauren.
Lauren's a nice name.
Yeah. It seems very meek and mild. No, I know some Laurens, well, except for my sis, but most Laurens I know are very meek and mild.
Yeah?
Yes. Two of the Laurens I know are doctors, actually.
Lauren Harvey?
Her name is Lori.
Oh, Lori. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, personally, I know two doctors named Lauren, which is dope. But,
it would be nice to marry a nurse and you have to be taken care of for the rest of your life. So when you start,
oh, shit.
When you start shitting on yourself, she take care of you.
She don't wipe your butt?
Wipe my booty clean. With baby wipes.
Fair.
And powder me up.
Well, why can't she be a doctor?
She made me not want to be a doctor. Some people don't want to go
true.
To nursing school to get
That's
that
true.
Far. They don't
I
want
agree.
To go that far. They want
I
to
agree.
Just stop at where they
Well,
have.
Dear Nurse Lauren,
mm-hmm.
send me to doctors. Send me to doctors.
And on that note, y'all, thank you for joining us for another episode of Times and
Sounds. What's your final thoughts? We got like 4 minutes.
Dating during the holidays can be fun, especially if you have a great date. If you have somebody that's wanting to be around your family or if mm-hmm. you trust them enough to be around your family, it should be a fun thing. Getting to know somebody. Putting them in that pressure situation is a good way to see how they react to things too.
Oh, that's
well.
True.
It's a good way to see how they are yeah. around people that they don't know. If they can be hospitable, they can
right.
just mix with anybody and have a conversation.
Or if they want to sit in the corner and cling to you all day.
Right. You yeah. know what I mean? It's a great way to find out how people are in a mixed crowd that they don't know. So,
right.
Dating is dating. You're going to get what you're going to get.
Okay.
As long as you pick right.
That's true.
So, and marriage, I just don't think the big wedding is my thing. But I will always give my fiance what she wants if that's what she wants. Because I
Very
always
good.
Say a wedding is never about the man. It's always about what the woman wants and what she needs. And I know some
so
people.
So are you
some,
following the happy wife, happy life?
I do believe a happy wife, happy life. But I also do believe in a happy man, a happy household.
Happy spouse, happy house.
So the same way a wife needs to be taken care of, the same way as a
Absolutely.
Man needs to be taken care of as well.
I agree.
And sometimes we lose sight of that.
Some women.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we have to be dating at least 6-7 months before you.
Meet kinfolk.
Come home with me for the holidays. I agree with everything you said as far as the holidays go. You know, it's good to put them in that pressure cooker, especially when you know you have those family members who are going to act mm-hmm. like they've been around forever and not, oh, let's pretend we're this happy family because right. we got company. Marriage. I can't wait to get married.
I said the same thing.
I can't wait to get married.
I think marriage might hit me like around 44.
So you got 2 years.
I got 2 years to get it done. because I'm trying to be in Bora Bora on an island by 45. So if it's not Bora Bora, I'm going to Maldives.
I'm going to Italy for my 45th.
Nice.
I'm going to Italy for my 45th birthday.
It's
going to
be one of those Bora Bora or Maldives. It's going to be one of them islands. I'm jumping out the tiki hut into the ocean, ass naked.
Nope, didn't need to know that. Nope, and I'm not getting in that water after you. Nope.
I mean, why wouldn't you? You're in another country. Nobody knows you.
I'm good.
It's like going to hedonism in Jamaica.
I'm good. I'm not doing that either. Anyways, what's your social media?
HumbleKing79.
Okay. I see you're doing our travels. Again?
It's hard to do school, work, being your own business.
I get it.
And, you know, it's a lot of hats that, you know, juggle, so.
I get it.
But I definitely need to be my business so attention. So, yes, RRM Travels.
RRM. Mm-hmm. RRM on Travels. Instagram. Okay.
I have a couple of clients lined up, so nice. That's pretty good.
Okay. But, I'm Davina J. Artistry. Mm-hmm. As always, I am in the final stages of my transaction coordination studies. So, real estate agents, hit your girl up. Y'all know what I'll be doing. All right. I'm on vacation this week. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Next Monday will probably be a repeat show because the studio is closed Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we also will be just enjoying the holiday weekend. Yeah. Don't spend too much money on Black Friday.
Yeah, that is true. And for all those that lost family members.
Yes, condolences. Big hugs.
Condolences and prayers for you through the holidays and hope that you have a great holiday season without the loved ones that you have lost.
Yes.
And like always, Tims and Stilettos, signing out.
Yes. We thank y'all for watching, listening, and all the support and love. And we will talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Later, y'all.